Hey, welcome. I'm Maria, and this is Fluent Spanglish. Learn Spanish from zero. Right now, I'm sitting in a cozy little cafe in Medellin, Colombia. The coffee here is incredible, by the way. And in just a minute, I'm meeting up with my friend Sarah. She's from Mexico, and she's the best, warm, funny, and she makes Spanish feel easy. Here's the fun part. You're going to hang out with us. And by the end of this episode, you'll know how to say hello, ask how someone is doing, and introduce yourself, all in Spanish, even if you've never spoken a single word of it before. We start from zero. So relax. I've got you the whole way. Quick note, we have a free app where you can study this lesson, listen back, and even practice building your own sentences. The app link is right down in the description. Go grab it. It's free. Okay, let's get into it. So here's the scene. I'm at my little table by the window. I've got my coffee and the door swings open. It's Sarah. She spots me from across the cafe. Her whole face lights up and she comes over to say hi. This is the very first thing we say to each other. Listen closely.
Hola.
Did you catch that? She said, hola, hola. That simply means hi or hello. It's the easiest, friendliest word in all of Spanish. And you can use it any time of day with anyone. A friend, a stranger, anyone. Say it with me. Hola. One more time, nice and slow. Hola. And here's a little secret. The letter H is completely silent. You never say the H sound. So it sounds like hola. So I smile and say it right back to her. Hola! Now, it's morning here in Medellin. The sun is out. People are getting their first coffee. So Sarah adds something to her hello.
Hola! Buenos días!
There it is. Buenos días. Buenos días means good morning. You'll hear it everywhere before noon. In cafes, in shops, when you walk into a room. Let's break it apart slowly. Buenos días. Buenos días. Say it with her, buenos dias. And good news, there's a simple pattern here. Three little greetings, one for each part of the day. In the morning, you say buenos dias, good morning. In the afternoon, you say buenas tardes, good afternoon. And in the evening or at night, you say buenas noches, good night, buenos dias, buenas tardes, buenas noches, morning, afternoon, night. That's it. And here's Sarah, settling into her chair, using it like a local.
Buenos días, María.
Simple as that. She just said good morning and used my name. Buenos días, María. Okay, we've said hello. Now comes the next natural thing. You ask how the other person is doing. So I turn to Sarah and ask her, ¿Cómo estás? That right there is a phrase you will use constantly. ¿Cómo estás? ¿Cómo estás? Means, how are you? Friendly, casual, perfect for a friend or for someone you've just met. Let's slow it down. ¿Cómo estás? ¿Cómo estás? Say it with me. ¿Cómo estás? This is one of those phrases that opens a thousand conversations. You greet someone, then you ask. ¿Cómo estás? So I've asked Sarah how she is. Now watch how she answers.
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y tú?
Two beautiful things just happened there. Let's take them one at a time. First, muy bien, gracias. That means very well, thank you. It's the perfect polite answer to how are you? Slowly, muy bien, gracias. Say it with her, muy bien, gracias. And gracias all by itself means thank you, one of the most useful words you'll ever learn. Then Sarah did something kind. She turned the question back to me. She said, ¿Y tú? ¿Y tú? Means, and you? You answer how you're doing, then you bounce it back. ¿Y tú? So now I answer her. Muy bien, gracias. Now it's your turn. Imagine someone just asked you, ¿Cómo estás? How would you answer? Say it out loud. Don't be shy. Muy bien, gracias. Perfect. You just answered your first question in Spanish. Now, Sarah and I already know each other. We're old friends. But you are just starting out, and one day soon you are going to meet someone new in Spanish. So Sarah and I are going to help you practice. Let's pretend just for a second that we're meeting for the very first time. Ready, Sarah? Watch how she tells me her name.
Me llamo Sarah.
There's the phrase. Me llamo. Me llamo means my name is. Literally, it's more like I call myself, but don't worry about that. Just use it as my name is. You say me llamo and then your own name. Me llamo Sarah. Me llamo Carlos. Me llamo Ana. Slowly, me llamo. Say it with me. Me llamo. So I introduce myself the same way. Me llamo María. See how easy that is? Me llamo plus your name. That's your introduction. Done. Now, what if you want to ask someone their name? There's a phrase for that too, and it sounds a lot like one you already know. ¿Cómo te llamas? ¿Cómo te llamas? Means, what's your name? Notice it has that same como from how are you? And that same llamas family as me llamo. The pieces start repeating. That's how Spanish gets easier fast. Slowly, ¿cómo te llamas? Say it with me. ¿Cómo te llamas? So the little dance is simple. Someone asks, ¿cómo te llamas? And you answer me, llamo, plus your name. Ask it. Answer it. ¿Cómo te llamas? Me llamo Sara. Your turn again. If you wanted to ask me my name, what would you say? Give it a try. ¿Cómo te llamas? That's it. You're asking real questions now. And there's one last thing you say when you meet someone new. The warm one. The nice to meet you. Sarah says it to me first.
Mucho gusto.
Mucho gusto? That means nice to meet you. Or a pleasure. It's what you say right after names are exchanged with a little smile. Mucho gusto. Slowly. Mucho gusto. Say it with her. Mucho gusto. Here's a tip. Mucho gusto works anywhere you meet someone for the first time. At a party, at work, or in a cafe like this one. So now you've got the whole introduction in your pocket, your name, their name, and mucho gusto to finish it off warmly. And I say it right back to her because the feeling goes both ways. Mucho gusto. Okay, here's where it gets exciting. Every phrase we just learned, Sarah and I are going to run through a whole introduction, start to finish, like two people meeting for the very first time. Listen to how naturally it flows now that you know the pieces.
Hola, buenos días.
Buenos días, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y tú?
Muy bien, gracias. Me llamo María. ¿Cómo te llamas?
Me llamo Sara. Mucho gusto.
Mucho gusto. Did you hear that? That was a complete Spanish conversation. And you understood every single word. Hello, good morning, how are you? Very well, thank you. And you, my name is, what's your name? Nice to meet you. You just did your first conversation in Spanish. All right, let's lock in the ones that matter most. If you remember nothing else from today, remember these four. Hola. Hi. Buenos días. Good morning. ¿Cómo estás? How are you? And mucho gusto. Nice to meet you. That's the heart of every hello in Spanish, and you've got it. One last check before you go. How do you say hello? Hola. And good morning. Buenos días. Look at you go. Next episode, Sarah and I keep the conversation going. She's going to ask me where I'm from, and you'll learn how to say it. Countries, nationalities, the whole thing. You're going to love it. And we'll kick it off the way we always will. With a quick hello. So today's words stay fresh and you never lose them. To really make today's phrases stick, grab the study pack down in the description. You'll get the comic, the bilingual transcript, the extended vocabulary, and the audio so you can practice on the go. And remember, the app is free and the link's in the description too. Practice today's phrases anytime. If this helped, do me a favor and hit subscribe so you don't miss the next lesson. We're learning this together, one step at a time. Hola. Adiós y hasta la próxima. Nos vemos. Siempre, María.